My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
I got the internet going nuts.
All right, Figgy, help me out here, man.
What's up?
What you I've got a kid that I've known for a long time. He's not a kid anymore. He's about your age. That's a big. I told you about him. He's a bodyguard.
Okay. Yeah.
Big dude. He's like 6'6", probably 280, 300, and he's a bodyguard for some big time celebrities in Las Vegas. Maybe I shouldn't mention any names, but people that a lot of people would know. I think he understands his job.
Yeah.
Like, it's to protect the dude.
Yep.
Or the woman. Hence the name bodyguard. So what happened in Paris this morning?
Travis Scott got arrested for fighting his bodyguard. I don't know the situation. I don't know what happened. Maybe the bodyguard could have been totally wrong. I don't know, but it's always a bad sign when you're fighting the guy that should be protecting you.
Yeah.
Like, no matter what happened, unless he slept with his girl or something like that.
Yeah.
It's always a bad sign when you going after your body. You get arrested for fighting your bodyguard.
And the video doesn't have any good audio, but I glanced at it at the video this morning. Dude, he got arrested in Paris. I mean, he's at the Olympics.
Yeah.
And, I mean, they had him cuffed. He was going. I mean, he went somewhere.
Yeah.
So he went to jail somewhere.
Yeah, it seemed like he just kind of went off the rails.
Yeah.
So I don't know what happened. Maybe we should get more info, but it's not a good look fighting the person.
Hadn't Travis Scott kind of just gone off the rails in general a little bit?
I think as of late, because he wasn't really like that at first, but it seemed like the last couple months, he'd been in the headlines for the wrong reasons.
Yeah.
Like doing some random stuff.
No, yeah. Yeah, but it's just like, have you seen Travis Scott? Like, he's skinny. Why is he trying to fight
that
a guy
too,
twice his size?
You know, the bodyguard, like I just said, you know, the kid that I know, Michael, shout out to Michael Behrens, he's great at his job. He's 6'6", like 300, and pumps iron every day.
What do you think you're going to do to him, man?
Yeah.
Like, let's be honest, you think you're going to be able to just beat him up? No, man.
Yeah.
Get
out
of here with that.
Like I said, unless you're trying to defend yourself or something like that, and if I was his size and going against a big old bodyguard like that and I'm trying to defend myself, I probably know I'm going to get my ass whooped.
Yes.
But I'm going to at least go out swinging. But
trying
to attack a guy like that.
Who's trained.
You are crazy.
Who's trained to fight.
You are out of your mind.
And prevent, you know, anyone from getting close to you. Yeah, I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see because, you know, TMZ is going to be all over this.
Oh, 100. They're going to get the scoop in a minute. We should get it. Shoot.
Yeah.
By the end of the day.
So, RG3's got the internet going nuts.
Goodness gracious, man.
RG3's got... Let me show you a picture of RG3. And what's the first thing that comes to mind when you see it?
The first thing that comes to my mind is pause. I know Cameron and May's going to have a good time,
Chris,
talking about this.
Pause, man. I'm with Figgy, man.
That's
pause.
Somebody earlier asked on the text line, you know, what do pause mean?
Yeah.
That's the definition of pause.
Dude,
when
I...
You, do something like that, you got to say pause.
So for those who don't know what we're talking about, that's why we do the internet going nuts. He also is in Paris, and he's got the business end, the pointy end of a giant croissant. I don't even know how to put this, like, going all the way into his mouth.
Yeah, he's attempting to, you know, I guess act like he's eating the croissant.
Yeah, it's
so he got his wife is on the other end. She don't have the croissant. She kind of had the croissant near her mouth.
Yeah.
RG3 got the croissant in his mouth.
We're going to get in trouble if we're not careful with our words here. But it is, how can I put this? That croissant has it in for Robert Griffin. I'll put it that way.
Pause. pause.
It has it in for
it. I think it's so funny because he tweets right after. Can't even eat a croissant with your wife anymore on this app.
Look at what you're doing.
Why you can't do what she's doing?
Yeah, just, that's another thing. She
fake
knew.
Eat it.
And her mouth isn't all the way open. Like, he's got his mouth all the way.
Man.
All the way.
My brother, why did you tweet that? Like, that's something you just don't do.
Oh, man. I mean, it's never going away.
Nah.
No. Hey, like, the next time... Okay, let's talk in code again here, what it looks like he's doing. The next time he really compliments a player over the top, people are going to post this picture.
Yeah.
They're going to post this
picture.
All right. See, we all learned today what pause means. And if you don't know, look at RG3's Twitter. So we talked yesterday. I want to follow up on this. I was like really, really happy for the kid. 16 years old. So the preliminaries for the 4x400 in track, basically the mile relay for those who are old school. Quincy Wilson, 16 years old. They were wondering if he was even going to get to run because he snuck in as an alternate. And the good thing is, if you run just one leg as an alternate, now he's not going to run anymore. It's going to be the top four guys in the gold medal round coming up tomorrow. But if you just run one round, and he did in the semifinals this morning of the relay, you get a gold medal or you get a medal, whatever you might win. So this was Quincy Wilson.
Off we go. The 16-year-old Quincy Wilson is officially an Olympian, trying to position the Americans well here. He is basically even on the stagger with Germany in the early going. Tobogo is flying.
All right, that's
over
probably good, but he didn't. He ran really, really, really fast, but really slow compared to his teammates. Like, they were all 43.8, 43 this. He ran a 47. Good enough to advance, though. And I credit his teammates for giving him a shot there, you know?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Yeah, man. Salute to him, man. Being 16, I can't tell you what I was doing at 16, man. Mm-hmm. I think 16, I was begging my mom to get my ears pierced and asking for a tattoo. And this dude is in Paris, mm-hmm, and doing some great things like this, just being a part of something like this.
Yeah.
That's amazing, man.
And by the way, 47 is nothing to sneeze at. I'm just saying compared to what his other guys.
Yeah. Nah, yeah. And then again, he's 16.
Yeah.
So, nah, salute to him.
Yeah. So apparently, speaking of the Olympics, these medals, have you seen this? The medals in Paris, apparently the gold is not altogether gold and the silver is not altogether or enough. It is gold and it is silver. Like, this dude, an American, skateboarder, Nigel Houston. Look at, he was wearing his gold, his bronze medal around his neck. Look at his medal after one day of use.
Dang.
It's like lead. It's like all the bronze has come off, or most of the bronze has come off.
Like a medal from 1862.
That's after one day of use.
Dang.
So the organizers in Paris are apparently getting criticized because people have talked about the gold medals are already kind of showing signs. And these things are supposed to be gold pure.
Yeah.
And you know, last forever. This dude wore it around his neck for a day and a half, and the bronze is starting to come off.
Dang, man. So he got fake. He got
Fugazi. Yeah.
Yeah.
People are like just destroying the organizers there and asking them.
Yeah, this ain't no regular medal from a football, Olympic football
medal.
Yeah, that one should be real.
Yeah. Somebody was tweeting, apparently there's more gold in cellophane wrapped chocolates than these medals. You know those chocolates that have the gold?
Yeah. The ones we get for participating.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's where they are with that. They got to fix that. They got to get these guys.
Yeah, man.
Get them real bronze, man.
Yeah, just imagine coming back home and it's all rubbed off.
It's already rubbed off.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, it's just like flaking.
I wouldn't even believe somebody. I'm like, that ain't no real gold.
Yeah,
metal.
You didn't run no. You weren't in skateboarding.
That's fake. The fake one I got looked realer than that.
Exactly. So breakdancing got its debut today. Yes. Well, they're calling it breaking. Breaking got its debut today.
In the Olympics.
And I'm no breakdancing expert. Apparently, Chris Santiago's dad used to breakdance in New York.
That's correct.
Yep. Which is pretty cool. But, let's go here because I don't even know if they're good.
Here we go. Again.
Okay.
Here we go. It's logistics.
What are we
starting
doing?
It off. When you're starting, you are confident. Again, this is what you're going to see here. Some top rock. One of the elements of this dance.
Logistics really in the pocket
of
music. All right,
that's enough of that nonsense. First of all, this is not the 80s. Secondly, the fans don't even know what to do. Like, they don't even know what to look for.
Yeah.
You know? And third, look at the judges behind him. Are you looking at it? One dude has his tablet up to his face like he's studying for aeronautical engineering final or something. What are you even judging? Like,
to me, this is, you know, look, let me be clear. I love it from a hip hop fan.
Yes.
Like, just seeing this worldwide and seeing these different countries break dancing, knowing where break dancing started. But I'm just kind of curious, like, I'm just looking at the judges. It's like, what you know about breakdancing?
What do they do? What are they looking for?
Yeah.
Like, hey, that's cool. I'll give you an 8.
Yeah.
You know?
And now, to be fair, I know they had breakdancing contests back in the day where, you know, you did have judges, dance contests and stuff like that. But I'm just kind of curious. I'm judging the judges.
Yeah.
I want to see what you know about breakdancing. How do you know that's fine?
They are into it, man.
Yeah.
They are into it.
I do think this is a good thing for hip-hop, man. I think this is putting hip-hop, I don't want to say on the map, but this is kind of a salute to hip-hop because that's where it started.
I don't mind that, and I understand what you're saying. They're 30 years late is my thing.
Yeah.
Like... where do you go in Houston to go see some good breakdancing?
Yeah.
it doesn't happen.
Yeah, I'm just wondering who was at the table that said, you know what?
Yeah.
We need to bring breakdancing to the Olympics.
Yeah. And I'm all about expanding the Olympics with new events and things like that, like surfing and rock climbing. Those are cool. I remember when skateboarding came in. That's cool.
They should bring line dancing to the Olympics.
Yeah.
See who could do the Tamia line dance.
That would be better.
Yeah, who could do the Tamia line dance with no missteps, no issues. I want to see that.
That would be pretty sharp.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.